very slow. Patience, name.
Yeah.
This is Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Drury, D-R-U-R-Y. He was born 8/30/81. Today's, of course, is the 13th. Our patient is a 40-year-old gentleman who comes in today with complaint of tiredness, number one, feeling weak, number two, increased weight, number three, BPH symptoms, number four, lower extremity swelling, number five, abdominal pain, number six, history of low testosterone, number seven, history of sleeping and wanting to fall asleep all the time, number eight. Patient is 40 years old. He's married, has children, works as a project manager for a construction company. He quits smoking. He's vaping at this time. He drinks very little alcohol, period. Any paragraph? He does drink about 10 to 12 sodas a day, which could be causing some of the symptoms, including his increased blood pressure, period. Any paragraph? He has a family history of hypertension and myocardial infarction, but no coronary, no colon cancer, allergy, non-medications, non-medical problems, hypogonadism, hypertension. He's not taking any medication for his blood pressure at this time, but his blood pressure is creeping up because his weight, I believe, is going up. Left Achilles heel surgery. Immunization, has not had any immunization for COVID-19. 236 pounds, weights up about 10 pounds at least in the last month, 94%, 98.6, 16, 69, 149 over 92. Heart positive, some positive still, lungs clear, abdomen is soft, limbs are clear, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. There is a slight lower extremity edema. Assessment, number one, as far as the tiredness, sleepiness, and snoring is concerned, associated with hypersomnolence. Epworth, E-P-W-O-R-T-H, of 20. Next number set up for sleep study. Next number, check testosterone level in face of previous hypogonadism. Next number, at one time he had a testosterone pellet inserted in his buttocks, but that was almost a year ago. Has not gone back for recheck. Next number, tiredness. Next number, check blood pressure daily. Next number, stop drinking sodas immediately in big letters. Next number, call with blood pressure readings in the next 3 days. Next number, avoid salt. Next number, start an exercise program. Next number, may need medication for blood pressure. Next number, the sleep apnea may be contributing to the blood pressure. Next number, the sleep apnea was also noted on the echocardiogram, which was done for palpitation. There's definitely right ventricular hypertrophy next number because of dizziness, which could be multifactorial. We looked at his carotid artery, which was wide open with no evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesions noted. Next number, as far as the leg pain and the leg swelling is concerned, could be related to the copious amount of salt that he's taking in drinking sodas, but there's no DVT, there's no PVD. Next number, prostate is borderline enlarged. The urination problem may be related to his excessive use of soda and energy drinks. Next number is neck pain. Thyroid looks within normal limits. Next number is no lymphadenopathy noted. Next number, set up for sleep study. Next number is check blood work. Next number is EKG shows no evidence of acute changes. Next number, EKG was done because of increased blood pressure. Next number is mild LVH. Mild septal septal hypertrophy was noted on the echocardiogram as well. We'll recheck in the next 6 months after the blood pressure is controlled. Next number, I told the patient that he may need blood pressure medication, but I'm going to start his modalities before we start him on the blood pressure medication and check his blood pressure daily at home for the next 3 days or so. Next number is check blood work on CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, PSA, B12, hemoglobin A1C, and testosterone level. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.